All right, everybody, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am speaking with Empowerment Speaker Brennan Francois as we are getting the keys to getting some principles of how we can get free. A lot of us are not able to do what we need to do, even when we know what we should be doing, because we're still locked down. And Brennan is helping us, number one, recognize some of those doors that keep us shut in and shut down, locked down, and how to unlock them. Can you share with us one or two more doors, Brennan?
I would be honored to. One of the biggest doors that's locked in our lives is that we're locked in rather than our lives is we're locked behind the door called the past. And we focus on past regrets, past mistakes. We focus on bad family dynamics or daddy issues, mama issues. And all of those things are so limiting to us. How many times have you heard someone say, boy, you're just like your daddy?
Yes,
and when they're saying that, they're not really encouraging you or telling you something positive. They tend to focus on the negative attributes of your father. And we allow ourselves to stay behind that door. But that's one of the keys that must be turned, because you are not limited by your past. Your past helps to tell your story. It helps you to understand who you are, why you feel the way you do, why you think the way you do. But your past can also be your empowerment. And it's important to live dynamically, to use your windshield more than you use your rearview mirror. So if I were driving and I spent 80% of my time staring in the rearview mirror, I probably would not get where I'm supposed to go. That's why the windshield is so much larger than the rearview mirror. And while your past has some impact on you, your destiny is more determined not by where you've been, but by a decision to decide where you're going to be. And if you use the key that unlocks you from the past, you then are beginning to take steps toward your destiny, your calling, your purpose in this life. Mm.
You mentioned courage. We've got to have it. We don't want to be locked behind the door of the past. Related to that, sometimes as we're looking at that past, we may be pretty much decided. There's nothing I can do about my past, or there's nothing I can do about my future. Or even if we know what the future should be, we know what our destiny is, we know where we should be headed. I'm saying that to ask you this. Do people sometimes find that one of the doors that keeps them locked in, that keeps them from freely moving about to do what they need to do, is fear?
Fear is a big component. And fear has paralyzed a number of people. I've been paralyzed by fear. Fear of what people will think. Fear of what others might say. Fear of what if I don't succeed? You know, sometimes if you have a dream and you pursue that dream, you become afraid that if the dream isn't realized, folks say, I knew he wouldn't make it. But understand that anyone who's ever accomplished anything in life has failed. And we're sitting under bright fluorescent lights right now. The inventor of the light bulb, Thomas Edison, had literally thousands of inventions that did not work before he came to one that did. And if you give up because you've had some failure, you're only cheating yourself. I'm not the biggest baseball fan, but I know that Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, or any other great home run hitter had just as many strikeouts as they did home runs. You can't judge yourself too harshly. Understand that resilience is necessary. The ability to bounce back when things don't go well. The ability to shake it off and rise up. That's what's essential when dealing with the fear of failing. Failure can really be your friend. Failure tells you what doesn't work. So I don't have to try that again. Yeah. Let me move on to the next thing. And at some point, if you are consistent and persistent, you will find the road to success.
I love that. If you would share with people more about the CD and how they can get it.
Yes. You can find Keys to Dynamic Living CD at BrennanIsMad.com. Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N, is mad. .com. And on that website, not only will you find this absolutely wonderful audio product, but you'll also find my two books that I've written, 52 Weeks of Dynamic Living, and my first book, and my favorite, Hang in There.
I love it. So again, ladies and gentlemen, you want to go to Brennan? Give it to him again.
BrennanIsMad.com.
And remember now, don't allow yourself to tense up when you hear him say mad. Remember what he told us that means, making a difference.
That's it. Making a difference every day in every way.
Every day in every way. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just a few more minutes. And so if you would just go ahead and sit tight or sit relaxed, Brennan is going to share some more keys to dynamic living with us as we close out these last few minutes. Brennan, it's yours.
You've got to believe in yourself. When I was a boy, you're not going to believe this when I tell you, but folk would say this to me all the time. And when I say it, you're not going to believe it, but it's absolutely true. People would look at me and say, "You're so ugly." I know you don't believe that. I know that's hard for you to wrap your mind around that. But one day my brothers were teasing me about how ugly I was. I remembered running out of the house into the yard. I was about to run out of the yard when my mother saw me and she said, "What's wrong?" She saw me crying and she thought I was hurt really bad. And I said to her, "Mama, they're calling me ugly." And my mother said to me, "Beauty is skin deep, ugly to the bone. When beauty fades away, ugly holds on." I went, "Oh!" She said, "What's wrong now?" I said, "My own mama just told me I'm going to be ugly my whole life." And I went through my early teen years thinking I was ugly. Now, I don't know how much time went by, but one day I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, "Well, you don't look that bad." And then another day went by and I looked at myself and I said, "Well, you look pretty good." And then one day I looked at myself and I said, "You know what? You're downright handsome." And I've been downright handsome ever since. Now, I ask you this. What changed? Well, nothing about my face changed. What changed was how I saw myself. You have to believe in you and believe in the God that created you. And when you believe in yourself and you believe in your God, nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, is impossible to you. Now, people think I'm handsome. People everywhere think I am. Not because my face has changed, but because I believe in myself. Believe in yourself, believe in your God, and say like I say every day, "You can do it. I know you can do it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you can."
You know what I want you to do? Take it to heart. Put it into play in your life. That's what this is all about. Brennan Francois, thank you so much for joining us again.
Honored and delighted, Carl, to be with you. You are a brother and a friend.
Appreciate you. Till next time, everyone.